This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak survived a crucial no-confidence motion today. The opposition Likud party failed to muster the votes needed to topple him. However, the opposition did receive more votes than the government, 54 votes for the motion as opposed to 52 against. Barak is struggling. Yesterday, the prime minister lost his parliamentary majority when three of his coalition partners pulled out of the government. After today's vote, he left for tomorrow's peace summit with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat at Camp David. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The four-hour Knesset debate was stormy, and Prime Minister Barak was forced to stop his speech several times. Barak said he still had a mandate from the public to pursue peace. After the vote, Barak, looking annoyed, described the no-confidence motion as childish behavior. He said the government did not fall, and he's continuing onward to Camp David. Barak had planned to leave for Camp David earlier today, just after his meeting in Cairo with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. But he was forced to delay his departure to attend the no-confidence vote. Israeli analysts said if the opposition had mustered 61 votes and Barak's government had fallen, the summit would have been in doubt. Opposition Likud leader Ariel Sharon says the prime minister is wrong to go to the summit without a parliamentary majority.
Prime Minister Barak is going when he doesn't have the Knesset behind him, doesn't have the nation behind him, he doesn't have any government behind him.
But Deputy Defense Minister Ephraim Sne says that with the support of Arab parties and other small parties not currently in the coalition, Barak could still squeeze a peace deal through parliament.
It's enough for us to proceed, to go to the summit and coming back to Israel, if there is an agreement, then we can proceed either to a referendum or to general elections if it's needed.
Israeli analysts say that's becoming a more likely scenario. With yesterday's departure of three right-wing and ultra-Orthodox parties, Barak controls only 42 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. If the summit does produce a framework peace agreement, Barak has promised to bring it to a national referendum, which could also be an early election. Meanwhile, the battle for Israeli public opinion intensified today. Hundreds of Jewish settlers lined the road from Jerusalem to the airport, holding signs and urging Barak not to give away parts of the land of Israel. Yitzhak Sheri, a high-tech worker from the Jewish settlement of Elkana, says he came to the protest because he thinks Barak's path is dangerous for Israel.
We're trying to appeal perhaps to him or to other segments of the public to say that, no, we don't want to be part of this game. We're not interested in the self-destruction of the state of Israel. We're not interested in taking it apart piece by piece. And we don't believe in this political process, which in our eyes is just handing over parts of our country to the enemy.
At the airport, several hundred activists from the peace camp urged the prime minister to come back with a peace agreement with the Palestinians that will settle all outstanding issues between them. Both Barak's critics and his supporters say they plan more activities to try to sway Israeli public opinion during the 8-day summit. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.